Support for KNKX comes from Portage Bay Cafe, with reservations now available online for all four Seattle locations. Offering local, sustainable, and organic foods grown in the Northwest, Portage Bay Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and lunch delivery. Online at portagebaycafe.com.
I am knocked out to present one of the most talented musicians in the Northwest. Ms. Samantha Boschnack is here. She's a trumpet player, band leader, composer, and musical innovator. One of her first moments on stage when she came to Seattle after college was Seattle's groundbreaking Monktail Creative Music Concern. And she played with the wonderful Reptet for a few years. Sam formed her large group, the Bishnorchestra, about 5 or 6 years ago, and has released 2 albums with that group, including last year's Global Concertos. Our guest also released an album with the Alchemy Sound Project last year called Further Explorations, and her quintet will be releasing a brand new record on June 1st. Their album from a couple years ago is called Exploding Syndrome. Please help me welcome this fantastic band with Beth Fleener on clarinet and voice, Alex Chadsey on acoustic and electric keys, Isaac Castillo and Max Wood at the bass and drums, and their leader on trumpet. This is the Sam Boschnack Quintet.
Thank you.
The Sam Boschnack Quintet live on 88.5 KNKX. Samantha, welcome to the show. It's great to have
Thanks
you
so
here.
So much for having us.
Could you tell us quickly the last song was a song written for the Royal Room?
Yeah, this song, I wrote a suite for the opening ceremonies, or opening night of the Royal Room, a great club that Wayne Horvitz opened down in Columbia City that we've played at a lot, and it's been important to this band.
Yeah, it was a wonderful piece.
So, yeah. Thanks.
Now, concerning your early days playing trumpet, I'm sure you were listening to Miles Davis and Clifford Brown and Lee Morgan and all those cats. Certainly, your style is also influenced by people like Dave Douglas and Stephen Bernstein and Flip Barnes. And I wonder if that was a progression for you, kind of working from the geniuses that everybody knows into the more advanced players, or was it all of one piece?
Yeah, it was definitely a progression. I sort of started out really into bebop and earlier jazz, and then it's such a continuum, and then you see what people are making today and all these people who are leading their bands and writing music, and was inspired by trumpet players of today for sure.
Now I wanted to ask about your move to Seattle. You grew up in upstate New York. You might think, oh, well, you're going to head down to the city. But Seattle was where you headed. And I wonder what this city has meant to you and your musical development.
Yeah, it's been really great for me here. I moved here in 2003. It was kind of like one of my college professors was like, check out Seattle. So I came out here and met a bunch of musicians. And my goal was just to come and be able to write a lot and lead bands, and then I just met all these awesome musicians with me today and other groups. And there's just so many talented people to play with here. And also you can play a lot of different kinds of music. I also played salsa music and Balkan music and all sorts of music and with different people. So I really like it.
It could also be very inspiring for composers. And I wonder if you remember the first piece you wrote. Composing is certainly one of your strengths now. Was it something that came easy to you?
I wrote a tiny bit in high school, but I probably wouldn't even count that. And then when I got to college, my mentor, Erica Lindsay, just kind of turned me on to writing. And then I just wrote a ton in college and just worked with everybody and just really was into writing then. But the first piece I wrote would probably be embarrassing.
What have you got next for us?
We are going to play one of the movements of the Nellie Bly Project. And the Nellie Bly Project was something I wrote in 2014 about a musical, or not a musical, an idol I had as a kid. She was lived in the 1800s and was this daredevil feminist journalist who covered a lot of really tough issues and brought to light a lot of problems in society. And as a woman, it was pretty hard to be a journalist back then. So this one was about, this movement is about her trip around the world. She had this idea to try to beat Jules Verne's record, and she did it. And she was pretty famous at that point. The world kind of cheered her on as she went around the world in a steamship and trains. So this is called 72 Days.
Sam Boschnack Quintet live on 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you. back again. I shall be back again.
Sam Boschnack Quintet live on 88.5. Sam Boschnack on trumpet, Beth Fleener clarinet. I should be playing the bass clarinet next, and Alex Chadsey on keys. All three of those were also singing on that last tune. You got Isaac Castillo on bass and Max Wood drums. Sam, I would be remiss if I didn't talk a little bit about the Bushnorchestra, your large ensemble, with a great record last year called Global Concertos. How involved do you get with, you composed the work, how involved do you get with the performance of the work and telling the band what to do? Is it handing over the sheet music and letting them go, or are you really hands-on?
Yeah, I mean, I write the sheet music and then hand it over and then... You know, the reason I kind of really like working with my own groups as opposed to writing for other groups is that you get to really be involved in the evolution of it. And a lot of times I'll bring something in, and then with this group a lot, we like might rearrange things, or, you know, because sometimes you can't tell how it'll feel until you're really playing it. And same with Bushnorchestra. We do a lot of rehearsal, and it takes a lot of work getting the music up, but we work together, and I'm definitely pretty hands-on. With that group, I also have a conductor, Joshua Cole, and he helps me too, and helps the work and hears things I don't hear. And so it's a really fun collaborative process.
Are you able to do both at once, to have the quintet and the Bushnorchestra going at once, or do you really have
to? No. I kind of go back and forth.
It is a lot of work.
Yeah.
We've been talking a lot here in the studio sessions about women in jazz recently. You and Beth are part of a long tradition in the Seattle area, fantastic female jazz players. I'm thinking Jessica Lurie and Toby Stone and Amy DiNio and so many more. And plenty today, too. You were also interviewed recently for a book about women in jazz called Freedom of Expression. Can you talk about the importance of having female jazz role models as an upcoming player?
Yeah. I mean, I guess truthfully, I didn't really have that many female jazz players until in my life until I went to college and I studied with a female saxophone player. And I think that was like really, really important for me to have that role model and guidance. And then after that, I met more, you know, Sumi Tanoka, who I play with in Alchemy Sound Project, is a mentor and role model. And then when I moved here, I met a lot of female jazz musicians who helped me, Toby Stone being one, Susan Palmer. And then played with Dawn Clement, was in this band for a little while, and Beth and lots of other women. I think it's really important to have the support, because only other women really understand what it is to be a woman in the jazz world. So it's been helpful.
And very exciting to have this piece coming out about Nellie Bly in a couple of months, too.
Yeah. It was cool to look. I mean, she was just so fearless and just barged her way into men's worlds. And it's definitely important to look at people like that, especially in today's times and everything.
All right, we have time for one more song. Sam Boschnack and Beth Fleener and Alex Chadsey and Isaac Castillo and Max Wood. What have you got for us to wrap up?
This song is called Ash Cloud. This is off of our Exploding Syndrome record. This was the final. I wrote three pieces because I debuted all this music on the anniversary of Mount St. Helens explosion. So
brilliant.
This is about the ash coming down, called Ash Cloud. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.